But joining us now, I'm very excited to introduce my next guest. Hasn't been on with us before, but very graciously has come on. And we're going to talk about prisons, one of the outspoken critics of Governor Ivey's Build a Lease program. State Representative Rich Wingo of Tuscaloosa. Representative, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for making time for us. I really do appreciate it. Hope everything's going well on your end. Before we get into the prison situation, you spent some time in the State House, obviously, first week of session. Did everything seem to go okay?
Yes. I mean, I think with everything with COVID and all the restrictions and what we're trying to do and stay safe, I think the leadership, and I mean all the leadership, the speaker, leader Ledbetter and everyone, I think they did a wonderful job trying to allow us to do business. Yeah.
All the unfortunate circumstances, I guess they are what they are, but it does sound like things went okay and that week number two ought to be on without any hiccups.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty full agenda, and so I think things will pick up and everybody will kind of get their legs back and figure out how it's going to be done and how to get bills through and committee and then get them through the House and the Senate. So it's just, you know, the House is broken up into three parts. And so it's three different actual locations,
right,
so that we would have social distancing. And so, you know, it's just going to take some time.
You get the floor, you got the balcony there, and then there's an overflow room, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're able to stay safe up there next week going forward. Let's talk about the issue of the day. You know, and our friend, mutual friend, Representative Mooney, I guess a back and forth, let's call it that, with Department of Corrections Commissioner Jefferson Dunn a week before last, wanting some details about the governor's lease bill program. There was an announcement on Monday, just right before the session comes in. I am going to assume that you haven't gotten the clarification you were hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, I had been asking for months, and 5-6 months for just a simple pro forma, just to provide me with, you know, the return on cost. Not that I am opposed to the developer. I'm not opposed to the method at all, as far as spending private dollars, leasing it back. But the concept I'm not opposed to. But what I am opposed to is just the lack of transparency. It's just, I have asked for over 6 months from numerous people that are in the position to give me the answers that I want, to just simply provide me, what is the developer, what's his profit, what's his return on cost, and just let's build a performer together and show exactly. And I'm all for a developer making a profit. I want them to, but I want to know what that is. I want to know if it's 7%, 7.5%, is it 8%, is it 10%, is it 15%, what is it? And just a simple return on cost. Just, I haven't gotten the numbers for the vertical. I haven't gotten the numbers for the soft or hard cost, or land, or anything. And the lack of transparency is what upsets me.
Obviously the lack of transparency, the reason the governor or the administration, let's say, isn't as forthcoming. They say it would upset the negotiations, but what I think at this point, especially as Governor Ivey's already signed the deal, I guess, according to her release. Why is this? How is this still being kept from the public?
Well, I mean, I my thing is that since the general fund is going to be the backstop for this, if they can't pay the rent, if they can't honor the lease payments annually, the general fund is the backstop. They're the ones that have to step up and find the dollars to pay the delta, the difference. And you would think that since we're in that position and I'm on the general fund, you would think in representing the people of Alabama, my goodness, you would think that we would at least be included. so that we would have a confidence or at least a fear, or at least begin setting aside money. So that's where I was. I asked for it to Commissioner Dunn in the general fund budget hearings a week or so ago. I've asked the governor's office. I've asked everyone there. I don't need to name names. I can't gather any simple information.
Well, here's a question then. Would there be just cause that the legislature said, well, we're not going to fund this if you don't give us some more details? I guess it's kind of a tricky situation given the Department of Justice and all of those circumstances, but is there any kind of sense that the legislature would push back on the lack of transparency?
Well, yeah. No, I think that's probably one of our only options, to be honest. I mean, we'll see. It doesn't have to be like this. I want to know why at the end of 30 years we don't end up owning the facility. If we've paid a 30-year lease that satisfied the debt service on the prison, we're paying hundreds of millions of dollars, over 100 a year. And we satisfy that debt service after 30 years, why then doesn't the state then retain ownership in a fee simple way? Why don't we own it? That's the way it's done in other places in the private sector. And I'm so far out of the loop, I don't know if that was why that doesn't work. I would like to know why, because I would like the state at the end of 30 or 35 years, whenever the lease payment is completed, that the state would own it.
Well, I guess the other question is, if anything, we could do an apples-to-apples comparison on what it would cost to just bond it out while bond rates are very low versus this lease.
Yeah.
And weigh the pros and cons. Obviously, with the lease, some of the maintenance is handled by the lease build companies, but that obviously would have a cost, and you could try to get some kind of idea, but you can't do that at this point.
Yeah, all we want to do is just gather information. Listen, here's the reality. It could be the greatest deal on the face of the earth. It could be a tremendous deal for the people of Alabama, and I hope it is. I mean, I hope it is. But when you get pushed back and, you don't gather the information that you continually ask for, it just creates skepticism. And I hope and pray that this is the best deal. And I listen, Governor Ivey, I think she's awesome. I think she's a warrior. I think she's done a great job. This one just confuses me.
We're joined by State Representative Rich Wingo here on the program talking about the prison deal. Here's another concern, and I don't know if it's been talked about or thoroughly enough. I know some of the local media outlets have picked it up, but it seems that people in these localities, and I'm talking about Elmore County, and not far from your district there, Bibb County, they don't really want new prison construction in their neighborhood. And it's not clear to me, obviously I'm not in those areas to know firsthand, but it sounds like they don't feel like they've gotten a fair hearing, a fair shake to express their concerns about having a prison just kind of come, since this was done in such a way.
That's what I've been told, yes. And I don't have the answer. I don't know why that's the case.
Yeah, you have all of these circumstances, but it still goes forward. I don't know. I hear Speaker McCutcheon has floated some ideas out, but is it, even at this point, is it too late to try to do something, or do you have any clarity on what actions could be taken if this, there were some other kind of path forward?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to look at all of them, and I'm not avoiding your question. I mean, obviously, as I said, it comes, the general fund is the backstop to this thing. And we have been told a number for the last year or two, you know, the whole public has, you know, $80-some million a year to fund this. And then at the last minute, it escalates. And so I think we're going to look at all options. And hopefully it'll all work out and it'll be a great business deal for the state and for the people of Alabama. We just need to be able to determine that and see the numbers, see the information, and it should be pretty clear whether it is or it isn't.
Well, I guess the last question on this is if you're looking at it, will there be time even, given the way the legislature's having to get business done with, you know, the possibility of a another spike or outbreak among the legislature, then shutting down for maybe a few more weeks. Do you worry about time, the clock running out, or not having the ability to kind of talk about this in the legislative setting?
Well, I think that's always a concern. And who knows the future, right? Who knows the future? We've just got to work diligent and fast, smart. But we've got to have accurate information. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to gather data so that we can make a sound decision of what's the best way to go. And so that's our hope. My hope is that we gather this information, it's accurate information, and that we're able to make a sound decision on which way to go with this prison situation. And so before we jump, you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions. Before we do, I just want to see the data, the cost, the return on cost. I want to know all costs. And then we'll be able to determine that. And so I think we'll be fine as far as they're doing such a great job of keeping everybody safe from COVID and trying to make sure that we get a full session. I don't know. Maybe I don't think it's a false sense. I feel confident that we will.
Yeah, and we'll wrap it up on that. I guess we already know what the big priorities are these first 2 weeks with the bills, with taxation, liability protection, economic development. And then obviously you want to give some attention to the budgets, as you guys have been doing. Week off after that, then maybe you could start looking at these bigger picture things.
Yeah, exactly.
Representative, we will leave it there, but I do appreciate you making time for us this morning. I really do. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was State Representative Rich Wingo.